Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight, Getting Gertie's Garter. The starring players.
This is Lucille Ball.
This is Dennis O'Keefe.
This is Sheila Ryan.
And this is Barry Sullivan.
Tonight, Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild players in the famous Broadway play and current Edward Small motion picture comedy hit, Getting Gertie's Garter. It stars Dennis O'Keefe as Professor Ford, Lucille Ball as Gertie, Barry Sullivan as Ted, and Sheila Ryan as Patty. The Lady Astor Screen Guild players in Getting Gertie's Garter. Kenneth Ford is a research scientist, and most days you'd find him experimenting with a mouse. But today...
Ken, darling, what brings you over here?
Different kind of a mouse. This one is gorgeous, the kind of gal that gets three whistles to the block, and thereby hangs our tail.
Ken, I was so surprised when you called. What's it all about?
Oh, where's Ted? Did you get rid of Ted?
Yes, I told him I had some drawings to finish before I married him tomorrow.
Oh, good. You didn't tell him I was coming here.
Oh, don't be silly. That'd be like telling Ickes that Polly was coming over. Ken, you still haven't told me what you're doing here.
Well, I'll show you what I'm doing here. Wait a minute, I'll show you. Let me see now. It's in my pocket someplace.
Ow!
What's the matter?
Oh, that mouse.
The mouse? Oh, that's Garson, one of my experimental mice.
Garson?
Yes. I call her that on account of her red hair. She's got a husband, too. A little black mouse named Gable, but he ran away.
Oh. Oh, no, he didn't. He's right there alongside the other one.
Well, what do you know? Gable's back.
And Garson's got him. Ken, if you came up here to...
Oh, wait. Here it is. Just take a look at that.
A subpoena? What's this got to do with me?
Oh, remember 2 years ago before I married Patty? Mm. You recall what I gave you to wear at the artist ball?
Oh, Ken, the garter. How could I forget? Napoleon gave it to Josephine and you gave it to me.
Yeah, if I only remembered what had happened to Napoleon. Why didn't I give you candy or orchids? Orchids at least die and disappear without a trace. But garters, garters leave a mark.
Ken, please.
Oh.
Now, will you kindly explain what this subpoena has to do with the garter?
Well, the clerk who sold me the garter stole the money or something. I don't know. I have to testify at his trial.
Is that bad?
Bad? Do you remember what was engraved on that gold buckle?
Toujours Josephine.
Yes, and on the back?
From Ken to Gertie with all my love.
Yes, and in my own handwriting.
Oh, you were so romantic, Ken. I remember you wanted to slip it on as an engagement present.
I did? Well... I must have been mad, simply mad.
But Ken, the garter was really quite innocent.
Yes, well, who'd believe that? Would Patty?
I'm afraid not.
And the court, the newspapers, and the Society for Scientific Research? You know what they'd do? They'd put me down as a roué or...
Or give you a medal for a noble experiment.
Oh, Gertie, I've got to deny it. Deny the whole thing. Destroy the garter. Have you still got it?
Of course.
Where?
Oh, it's on the way to Ted's sister's place at Ipswich. I send all my wedding things by express.
What's my garter doing at your wedding?
I'm going to wear it for luck. You know, something old, something new.
Yes, I know. But suppose Ted sees it.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, well, I beg your pardon. Well, I'll be up there early, as best man I really ought to be, and I can get... Look, you think it'll be safe on your knee?
Absolutely, as safe as you'd be.
Well, I'd like a better guarantee. Maybe I'd better wear it on my knee. What am I saying? I don't know. Look, Gertie, if anyone asks about the garter, just play dumb.
All right, I'll play dumber than I was when I got it. Now sit down and relax.
Oh, sorry, but I can't. I have a... Holy Toledo, it's 3:00, and I'm giving a demonstration. My new anesthetic. I'm going to let them put me to sleep. I've got to run, Gertie. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Professor. Pleasant dreams.
Now, gentlemen, as you can see, Professor Ford is completely under the anesthetic. The first time it has ever been used on a human being. You will note there are no unusual effects. Merely a complete loss of sensitivity. that enables the patient
to... Mr. Clancy, I believe he's trying to talk.
Oh, just a reflex action, doctor.
No, no, wait a minute, listen.
No, Your Honor, no. No, I'm innocent. You can't blame me for Gertie's garter.
What did he say?
Sounded like goiter.
Patty. Oh, don't believe them. It's a lie. Yeah. Oh, make them stop.
Clancy.
Gertie's garter is choking me.
Clancy, is he all right?
Oh, sure, Mrs. Ford. He's just having a dream.
Oh, the garter. Gertie's garter. The garter.
Chicory chick, chillah, chillah, chickory.
Chicory chick, chillah. What's he talking about?
Oh, he's probably been studying chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the garter. Goodies, garter.
There it is again. Did he say garter or goiter?
I distinctly heard him say goiter.
And I distinctly heard him say Gertie.
Madam, please, this is research.
So is this. I'm his wife.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, he's coming too. Ken, are you okay?
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. What'd I say?
Well, you seem to be worried by a goiter.
I thought you said garter.
Oh, no, not that, no. It was goiter, I'm positive.
Do you wish to tell us about your dream? Was it pleasant?
No, it was awful. Excuse me, but I've got to get out of here. Excuse me, please.
Strange, I wonder what reason he had to act that way.
All I can say is it better be good.
Hello. Look, I've got to talk to Miss Kettering. Miss Gertie Kettering. I'm Mr. Oh, well, she's gone, huh? Left for Ipswich with her fiancé? No message, thank you. Goodbye. Oh, gosh. Patty must have heard me talking in my dream. I've got to get that thing and destroy it. Right away. Right now. I'll go up there to Ipswich and... Oh, hello, darling.
Hello.
Oh, why, Patty, dear, you sound so grim.
Why not? I was at that demonstration.
Now, it's not very wifely to blame your husband for that demonstration. Sometimes they go wrong.
Demonstrations or husbands? And what are you so nervous about?
Nervous? Who, me? I'm in a hurry. That's it, yes. Have to get away, leave. Have to go to Cambridge.
Why?
Why? Well, because, well...
Ken, that right ear of yours...
My right ear?
Yes, your right ear. It always wiggles when you lie.
Oh, all that, well...
Yes. Now then, what was Gertie doing in your dream?
Gertie? In my dream?
Yes. And just what is Gertie's goiter to you?
A goiter? A goiter? Well, what do I know about her goiter? I don't know anything about her anatomy.
Ken, your ear.
Oh, wiggling, huh?
Yes, like a semaphore. After all, you were mighty fond of Gertie once.
Oh, yes, I know, but darling, I married you. Anyway, what has Gertie got that you haven't?
Ken?
Yes, I know, my ear. Oh, Patty. Patty, surely you'd take my word against this corrugated opening with a lobe on it. Furthermore, it's not the ears by which you can detect guilt, it's the eyes.
And your eyes have the innocent look of a used car salesman.
Patty, I refuse to stand here and argue any further. I have to leave.
To Gertie.
Oh, no, don't be silly. I've only got 10 minutes to make the 4:12 to Cambridge.
Are you sure the 4:12 doesn't go to Ipswich?
Well, it might be. How do I know? That's a very popular time for trains to leave for places. In fact, if I was a train, that's when I'd want to leave for someplace.
I'll find out. Hello, operator. Get me the Union Station, and hurry. I'll find out if there's a 4:12 to Cambridge, and if there isn't, there's going to be a dead witch in Ipswich.
Gertie, look who just got here. My best man a day early.
Oh, hello, Ken. Where's your bag?
Oh, I was in a hurry and I had to leave. Oh, you mean my bag? Oh. I'm traveling light.
He means lightheaded.
Yes. Yep, didn't even bring Garson along.
Who the devil is Garson?
Oh, a little mouse he's running around with.
Yes, I just happened to be up this way, Ted, on a research matter.
About a mouse?
I'm publishing a paper on them.
It'll probably be banned in Boston. But, Ken, we're glad to have you. You'll stay over, of course. I'll go tell my sister you're here. Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
Gertie, I've got to have that thing right away. Did it come?
Not yet.
Well, did you phone the express office? Maybe it's lost.
Maybe what's lost?
Well, maybe she lost... Oh, hello, Barbara.
Ken was just asking about my wedding things.
Oh, so he's a bridesmaid, too. Don't worry, Gertie. Your things will be here.
No, I hope so.
You hope so.
Oh, yeah, well, if Gertie wants to get married, she'll have to have her clothes. I don't know. I'm all mixed up.
Hey, Ken, guess who just came?
The express man?
No, Patty.
Oh, Patty? Oh, my aching back.
Come on in, Pat. Pat, come on in. We're all in here.
Hello, everybody. Gertie, darling.
Precious, this is a surprise.
Yes, I sort of thought it might be. Hello, Barbara. And well, if it isn't Professor Ford. I see you overshot the landing field of Cambridge, darling.
I.
Egotistical, isn't he?
Ken, why didn't you tell us Patty was coming?
Oh, tell you? Oh, well, I forgot, I guess.
Yes, you see, Ken has so many things on his mind.
What mind?
I mean all those secret experiments.
Oh.
Practically everything he does these days is a secret.
Yes, I can understand that.
I was sure you would, darling. Patty, dear, you're acting so strangely. Come on outside. I wouldst have a few womanly words with you.
Oh, you wouldst you?
Say, where are they going?
What?
Say, where are they going?
Out into the woodst.
Hey, wait for me, girls. Wait for me.
Yeah, but don't you go out there. Oh, gosh.
Say, what's the matter with you, Ken? You look awful.
I do.
Yeah, like W.C. Fields after seeing The Lost Weekend.
Listen, Ted, you're my lawyer. Maybe you can help me.
What's up? You in trouble, Junior?
Me? Oh, no, not me. It's a friend of mine, that's it, yes. He's in a jam. You see, he once gave a girl some...
I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes, Charles?
Miss Kettering's express package has just arrived.
Oh, she'll be glad to know that, Charles. You'd better tell her.
Yes, sir. At once, sir.
Now, Ken, about this friend of yours.
Hmm? What friend?
The one who's in trouble.
Oh, that fella. Oh, he's not in trouble anymore. He's in the clear.
He is?
Yes, he is. And thanks, Ted. You've certainly helped a lot.
I have?
Yes. I say there's nothing like a lawyer when you need advice. Well, see you later, old man.
I wonder if I can charge him for that.
Yes, come in.
Ken, what are you doing in my room?
Well, you just told me to come in. Look, Gertie, I know your things arrived, and I want that garter.
Oh, you idiot. Suppose someone saw you coming in, and Ted's room is on the other side of that door over there.
Oh, relax, will you? There's no one around. I'll be out of here before I can...
Before I commit murder.
Yes, who is it? Darling, it's Patty.
Oh, my wife. Oh, where can I hide?
Quick, under the bed. I'll get her out.
Okay. Lucky there's nothing under here. Well, practically nothing.
One moment. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, I know how it is the night before your wedding. Everything up in the air?
No, everything's right down on the floor. You want to talk to me, Patty? Anything special?
Well, frankly, yes, Gertie. I'm worried.
I know just how you feel.
No, I mean about Ken. Sometimes he's so sweet, and other times he's such a...
Bubblehead?
What? What's that? What's that noise?
Nothing. Forget it. It's just a mice.
So loud?
You should hear him stomping around here all night. Now, about Ken.
Gertie, you used to like him, didn't you? I was afraid that maybe you...
Look, Patty, if you think there's anything between Ken and me, let me tell you, he's not the skeleton in my closet.
He isn't?
Well, he may be a skeleton, but he's not in my closet.
I don't know, though. Still, you used to have so much fun together when...
Darling, when you came along, Ken was all yours. Now you've got him, and you're stuck with him.
That mouse, gee whiz, it must be a big one.
Yes, more like a rat. Patty, do you have a needle with you?
Yes, in my room.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's go and get it. I tore the hem of my dress. I just don't have a thing.
Whew. Oh, that was close. Now, if I can get that garter while they're gone, and...
Oh, darling, Gertie Lynn.
This could be the house on 92nd Street.
Honey! Honey, is everything all right?
Oh, yes. Yes, quite all right.
Sugar pie, you catch a cold?
No. I'm just gargling. You go you go right on down. I'll be with you in a minute.
All right, but hurry, darling. I miss you.
I'm glad I missed you, too.
Ken, you're still here.
Oh, take it easy. Ted was just in his room.
Get out. You've got to get out of here.
I will as soon as you give me that garter.
No, I'm not going to give it to you.
Gertie, you promised.
I've changed my mind.
Oh, but Gertie, think. If we destroy the garter, they can't prove a thing.
If we destroy the garter, we can't prove a thing. And you've done enough silly things to wreck us both.
Oh, but gosh.
Patty's suspicious and Ted will be soon. The best thing we can do is tell them the truth.
Oh, no.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I'll give you until 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, but look,
Gertie. If you don't tell Patty, I'll tell her myself.
Oh.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
I don't know whether you think women dress to please men or other women, but I do know one thing is sure. When your skin is soft and smooth, fresh and young-looking, anything you wear looks much better. Because, you see, nothing can make a woman more self-conscious than a dry, rough, or blemished skin. A skin that proclaims, look, I'm getting older. I say again and again, there's no need to have a tired-looking, aging skin. The daily use of just one famous cream, Lady Esther Face Cream, can keep your skin fresher and younger-looking than you may now believe is possible. And I don't ask you to believe it. Instead, I ask the chance to prove it. To prove that Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream is the most beautifying cream you've ever used. And I don't ask 30 days or even 30 minutes. I show you exciting proof in 30 seconds with the patch test. You just smooth Lady Esther Face Cream on one patch of skin like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that cheek with the other. Touch that radiant patch of skin. Feel as well as see the difference. Lady Esther Face Cream thoroughly cleans your skin, softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. When you make the patch test and see the convincing proof, I'm sure you'll never again be satisfied with any cream but Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream.
Well, Patty is still brooding about Gertie and Ken. And being a woman, and unable to brood alone, she confides in Ted's sister, Barbara.
Talking about her goiter like that, and then lying to me about going to Cambridge. Oh, don't you see, Barbara, it all adds up. You don't know what men can do.
Oh, don't I? Listen, I went out with the sergeant for a whole year. What a romance. We were going to be married.
What happened?
Well, just before he shipped off, he said to me, "Honey, suppose after I'm away for a few years, I come back and I forget about my promise to marry you, and I marry some other girl. What'll you do?" I said, "I'll kill myself."
And what did he say to that?
He said, "Atta girl, Barbara, atta girl."
Oh, I wish Ken had never met Gertie.
How did they meet, Patty?
Oh, it was raining one night, and Ken invited Gertie to Sherry's umbrella to her door, and when they got there, she invited Ken to come up and see her etchings.
To what?
Oh, she had the etchings all right. She's an artist, you know.
Hmm, clever one. I'm going to keep my eye on her.
And I'm going to keep both of mine on both of them.
Which explains why Patty, a little later, is outside Gertie's window on the rain barrel. On the rain barrel. And when the cover collapses, in the rain barrel. And who should come along but...
Ted.
Why, Patty, isn't it too cool to be bathing outdoors?
Oh, don't, Joe, please.
You're soaked. You'd better get in the house and change.
And have them see me like this? Oh, no, I won't have them laughing at me. Ted, please, go up and get some dry things for my room.
I'd be glad to, Patty, but where'll you change?
That's right, where?
Wait, I know, the barn. That should be safe.
The barn?
Yes, you climb up in the hayloft and get these wet things off. You can use a horse blanket till I get back.
Oh, all right, Ted, but, oh, hurry, will you?
Of course. Gertie must be wondering where I am right now.
Gertie, I've got to talk to you.
All right, but don't sit so close. I'll keep on playing.
Now, listen, Gertie. I've got a proposition.
It better be good. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Well, I've decided to tell Patty about the garter, but I've got to have it to show her, okay?
Well, okay. I'll give it to you.
Someplace where no one else can see.
Where?
Only safe place I know. Sneak out and I'll meet you there.
Where?
The barn.
Ted, is that you, I hope?
Why, whom were you expecting, huh? Whom?
Yum, that's whom. It's so dark in here, I was scared.
Well, let's turn on the lights and
we'll... Oh, let's not. All I've got on is this horse blanket.
Oh, I see. Or rather, I don't see. Here's some dry things.
Thanks. Did anyone see you go into my room?
I didn't go into your room. The door was locked, so I just borrowed some of Gertie's things.
Gertie's things? Do you think I'd wear anything of hers?
And why not?
The way she's been carrying on with Ken, and the way they've been... Right...
Oh, now, wait a minute. I think that ducking has gone to your head.
No, it hasn't.
There, you see?
Oh, Ted, you idiot. What's the matter? Are you blind?
Well, no. At the moment, I'm rather amused.
Amused?
Yes, you're so worried about Gertie and Ken. Suppose they found us up here.
Suppose they did.
That's not a good answer. Look, why don't you slip into these dry things, Patty?
I've told you, not hers. I'd rather wear this smelly old horse blanket.
Okay, Seabiscuit, have it your way. Come on, I'll gallop you back to the house.
But if someone sees me?
I'll enter you in the sixth at Santa Anita. Come on.
Ken, is that you?
Of course it is. Have you brought that thing?
Ken, listen, I've got to talk to you.
Hand it over first. I can talk better with the garter in my hand.
That's just the thing I...
Wait a minute. Hold it. Someone's at the door.
Get down, quick. Get in the stall.
You in there. Where are you?
Should I tell her?
You fool. It's Barbara.
No use hiding. I know you're in there.
Oh, we were crazy to stay down here. The hayloft would have been much safer.
Are you kidding?
Oh, you're upstairs, are you? I might have known. Well, I'm coming up to get you. You understand? You needn't try to get away. I'm going to cover every inch of this wall.
Now's our chance, Gertie. Come on.
All right.
Whew. Oh.
Not bad, Ken. She's up and we're out.
Yeah, so far so good. Now, where's the garter?
That's what I wanted to tell you. I haven't got it.
Yeah, you haven't got it?
I looked all through my room. It's disappeared.
Oh, this is awful, awful. Maybe if I went through your room...
Now, look, you've gotten me in trouble enough. Take my advice and don't even try.
But Ted, I can't stay in your room like this in this blanket.
Ah, nonsense, Patty. No one's coming in here. And I'll have that lock on your door open pretty soon. As soon as people stop coming and going. After all, if you've lost your key, you can't really expect...
Ted, wait a minute. Listen.
Say, that's coming from Gertie's room.
I told you you're going to get us in trouble. You must be out of your mind. What makes you do things like this?
I can't help it. It's a weakness in my family. I had an old grandmother that used to watch sailors go by on windy days.
That's Ken in there. He's in her room.
Wait, I'll handle this. Well, that's all I can say. Well.
Ted.
So this is what Patty's been trying to tell me. It's all true.
What's true?
What are you doing in her room?
What are you doing in my room? What right have you to walk in here like this?
Oh, no, you don't, Gertie Kettering. You can't get away with that.
Patty, you just keep out of this. Just keep out... Hey, what are you doing in his room?
Don't change the subject.
Oh, so this is your game, Ted. Accusing Gertie and me while you carry on with my wife.
I am not carrying on with your wife, and don't you dare even suggest that.
Then what's she doing in your room? In a blanket. And don't tell me you were playing Indian.
She just happened to bring the blanket from the hayloft, that's all.
The hayloft? Then it was you up there.
You're just trying to confuse the issue. At last, my eyes are open.
Yes, and in about 2 seconds, I'm going to close them.
Kenneth Ford, if you are trying to insinuate...
Oh, it's no use, Patty. They'll never admit anything. Come on, let's get out of here.
Just a minute. Where did you get that hay on your coat?
Hay? Oh, I,
He got it in the barn with me. With you? Ted, what is this? I demand an explanation.
I demand an explanation.
I demand an explanation. Patty, where are your clothes? Where did you get that blanket?
I got it in the hayloft.
The hayloft?
What kind of a wedding party is this?
You mean, was this?
Was is right. And now, Professor, since you've succeeded in breaking up one and a half happy families, maybe you'd like to explain.
I have nothing to explain until
then I have. Neither of you deserves an explanation, Ted, but it's all about a garter.
A garter?
A thing Ken gave me 2 years ago for a masquerade. The man who sold it to him stole the money, and he's being tried, and Ken needed the garter for evidence.
A garter? Ha! That's a hot one. Well, it's a hot garter.
Ken, if that's the best you can do...
Maybe they'd like to show us the garter.
That's just it. I can't. It's lost.
Oh, so now you've lost it.
Yes, I lost it, and you've lost me. And Ken, you've lost me.
And Gertie, you've lost... Oh, no, that doesn't follow, does it?
Professor Ford, excuse me, sir.
Yes, Charles.
I heard some talk of the garter, sir. If this one, the maid found it when she dumped the wastebasket from Miss Kettering's room.
Oh, Charles, that's it. You found it.
He found it.
Well, what do you know? Patty, they were telling the truth.
Oh, Ken, I'm so sorry. Forgive me, darling.
Well, I'll take that under advisement, honey.
And, Gertie, you'll forgive me, won't you, sugar?
Well, I'm apt to consider it rather favorable.
Professor Ford, sir, one other thing.
Yes, what now, Doc?
A gentleman phoned you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Jones from the district attorney's office. Said you wouldn't need to worry about the trial. The prisoner's confessed.
Confessed?
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now everything's fine. We can forget all about the hayloft, can't we, Ken?
Yes, sure. You know the old saying, better to last than never to...
Oh, Gertie, take your garter back. I'm snapping him tonight.
Thank you, Sheila Ryan, Barry Sullivan, Dennis O'Keefe, and Lucille Ball for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players tonight. We are grateful for your delightful performances. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Something that gives you a new appearance can certainly give you a new point of view. Let's say you suddenly look a lot younger, a lot more attractive, and what happens? Your point of view is instantly younger, too. You feel suddenly gayer and livelier, more sure of yourself. So many women tell me that changing to Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder makes an exciting difference in the way they feel. For Bridal Pink certainly makes a fascinating difference in the way they look. This new shade of powder was deliberately blended to make a woman look more feminine and romantic. It's a subtle shade that seems to soften the lines and angles of the face, taking years from the appearance. Yet it's even a little daring, too. It animates your face with new life and warmth. But here's the most important thing of all. Bridal pink is not for any one special type of coloring. It's equally flattering whether your hair is blonde, brown, auburn, or black. Bridal pink takes the guesswork out of choosing your powder shade. And you'll love the way Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder clings, the way it covers up little lines, little blemishes. Decide right now to make this change in your appearance and your point of view. With Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and Lady Esther bridal pink face powder, you can present a fascinating new face to the world.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Irish Eyes Are Smiling. It will star June Haver and Dick Hames. Be sure to listen. Dennis O'Keefe can soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox production Dollface. Lucille Ball will soon be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Technicolor musical Ziegfeld Follies of 1946. Sheila Ryan can now be seen in Getting Gertie's Garter. Barry Sullivan will soon be seen in the King Brothers monogram production Suspense. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, and good night, all. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.